Well, the first time I met him was on, we went out to Friars Park to visit, and he jumped on the back of the minibus. We had a little green minibus type thing. And we went into the house, and he led a kirtan, played harmonium, led a kirtan. That was the very first time, as far as I remember, the devotees had been to the house. He only just got it. And we had a big kirtan, set a warm place up.
How much was he into Christian religion?
At that time, I felt he was very much into it, because when we were staying there, there was a few things going on. We were repairing the house, but also we were getting prepared for a Rath Yatra. I remember I used to go around chanting his rounds, and I remember every day, practically, you'd find him walking around. And we never used to disturb him, because that was always the thing, but he was always chanting. He just seemed to be chanting an awful lot at the time.
Was he purely vegetarian?
At that time, yeah, definitely. I mean, as far as I understand, because we used to have meals together, and also I know that that seemed to be the main thing, point of discussion with friends that used to come. I remember one time Eric Clapton came, and there was another guy.
What about Patty? What was she like?
She always seemed very friendly. I mean, as I said, I used to take the prasadam out on a Sunday. You know, particularly we used to Sunday feast, we'd always take them some feast. And she'd come to the door, and they were always very friendly. They didn't spend a lot, you know, it wasn't like they wanted to stop and talk a long time, but they were always very polite, took the prasadam, and maybe I'd ask them a few things. And I remember one time, George actually sent me into London in a Rolls Royce. It was like his manager, or I don't know, it seemed like a big guy. And I needed a lift back in, and he asked him, hey, you know, take him with you. So we went Apple, you know, that's big rough.
Was he ever playing his guitar or anything?
Well, I went to the recording studio when he made that record.
Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth.
That's the one. That's when he was recording that, and Ringo was there, and I went with Mukunda. And he had a beat bag, and he had little jagannaths in his beat bag. He had the deities in his beat bag. And I remember he was really proud. He was telling Mukunda, you know, because we were talking about chanting Japa. He had us listen to the record. He just mixed it, I think, and he had us listen to the record, and then he was talking to Mukunda about his chanting, and he said, hey, I've got something to surprise you, and he pulled out his little jagannath that he was keeping in his feedback. That's funny, actually.
But he became disillusioned with Krishna consciousness, didn't he?
Well, you say that, but then I talked to a devotee who met him about a year ago in Regent Street, and he said he seemed really friendly.